Hello everybody, it's Adam Roxby here from Harwich Peninsula Friends of the Earth, and I just wanted to spend a little bit of time to talk to you about some interesting developments happening here within the group. As you may be able to see from the picture associated with this blog, we've just walked past a building which has the dubious honour of being the eyesore of the year. People may not realise, but here in Harwich we've had quite a few buildings that have caught fire, and as well as that we've obviously got the problem across the country of having derelict and deserted buildings within our high street. Now, Friends of the Earth nationally is obviously very keen to get people to shop local and to support their local economy and to support their local businesses. So, as a group, we'll be very eager to have buildings in the local area regenerated and vacate and used for local businesses. But that's not the main reason why I'm talking to you, because I've just come from the New Bell Inn in Harwich, where I've been talking with another local member of Harwich Peninsula Friends of the Earth, Emma Blaber. Say hello, Emma.
Hello.
She's one of our members who's very interested and active within the group. She manages our Twitter account and does stuff on Facebook. And I've just managed to get her to sort her phone out and get it all up to speed on the Facebook and WordPress and Audioboo. So I'm actually sending you this message from her phone, because in the coming weeks and months you're going to be hearing a variety of different voices from Harwich Friends of the Earth. As we grow as a campaigning group and as we acquire more members, more and more people are going to be telling you stories about what we're doing and the campaign victories we're getting locally. We've got a number of local victories under our belt. We're getting more and more press for the campaigns that we're running. This week we're going to be planting some wildflower to support our beleaguered bee population. Fresh off the victory from the European Union, where we had the ban on the pesticides which have been linked to bee decline. So I wanted to just quickly send out a very short message to let you know that stay tuned to our website, harwichfoe.co.uk. If you haven't already signed the petition to get Bernard Jenkins to support clean British energy, then there's still time for you to do that and to take action to support our homegrown renewable energy as opposed to a reckless dash for gas. And also to check out our site, because we're going to be hearing more people and we're getting more and more people supporting what we're doing. So thank you very much for listening, and we'll speak to you all again really soon.